Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our coming days study, we finished with America, China, and the Tribulation, Part 2. Let's continue with the war with Russia today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, we're looking at a book that I wrote called Coming Days. And I hope that you are following along with us in this study as we go between the books. We have a study, usually between books that we study of the Bible. We just finished out the book of Nahum, and now we're on these prophetic themes. And this whole book, Coming Days, is on prophetic themes. Now you say, well, Brother Bloom, I would like to have that book. And we'd be happy to send it to you. The cost would be $10. That'll take care of the book and shipping and handling. So if you'd like to receive the book, then we ask for a gift of $10. And we will get that book to you. We're so glad for you to be able to read that book and to have it for reference in the future. It might even be a good book that you want to give to someone for a present down the road. Christmas is a long way down there, but you can still give it as a present to someone. Okay, and so it could be a birthday, it could be your pastor. Whatever it is, I would encourage you to not only read it, but get a copy to give to someone, and it may help them in various areas. Now, in a few minutes, we're going to be looking at America, China, and the Tribulation. Today is part two. Now, a good thing here I want to share with our listeners. Our church services are always live streamed Sunday morning at 11 o'clock Eastern, Sunday evening at 6 o'clock Eastern, and then Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Eastern. So we're on there, and really if you go to that centralbaptistocala.org website, the best two viewing places to click onto for the services on that site is either on Facebook, which is in the left-hand column, and also YouTube. And then you can see the services as well as to hear them and enjoy the great music and everything else that is involved. Also, we have a radio station, WEYG, and you have a cellular device on which you like to put that on. You can just have a free app to it, and that app is WTYG. Just go to your appropriate app store and type that in, and it's free. I use that when I go to Israel, and it's a great help. So if during these things that are going on in America right now, your church is not having services and you would like to be a part of our church services, then you're welcome to watch. Now, let me say, I'm probably not handsome like your pastor is. As someone has told me, I have a face for radio. So I would just say you can though see what is the face behind the voice, and you may like it or may not like it. Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 1 through 6, we speak on the subject of war with Russia. Ezekiel 38 and verses 1 through 6. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor. Even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya, with them, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer and all his bands, the house of Togarma of the north quarters, and all his bands, and many people with thee. There's coming a time when Russia, with a coalition of nations, will come against Israel. It will take place after the rapture. Now, the rapture is the next event to take place on God's calendar. That's when every saved person that is alive on the face of this earth and those who died in Christ will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 4, the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And that is the word of God's promise. After the rapture, there will be a coalition of European nations under the old Roman Empire nations, led by a leader. This leader will confirm a covenant with Israel. That covenant is for 7 years. Those 7 years, the Bible refers to them as the time of Jacob's trouble. We normally take another Bible word to refer to it. In our vernacular, we call it the tribulation. It's 7 years of tribulation, divided into two parts, 3.5 years of tribulation and 3.5 years of great tribulation. I believe that Russia and her coalition of nations will come against Israel at the beginning of the tribulation. Now, could there be a time between the rapture and the actual start of the tribulation? There very well could be. How much time? We don't know. However, I believe that somewhere in that time that Russia, by the beginning of the tribulation, will have come against Israel, because we know the Bible also instructs that they'll be bearing of these people and burning their weapons and so forth for 7 years. And so that's another reason why I believe that. But now we have listed for us the coalition of nations that's coming against Israel. But I believe also that there is a reason for this attack that maybe we have not seen that is forming now. But before we look at the reason, I want you to look at this Russian coalition and the identification of those who are involved. Verse 2 refers to Gog, who is the leader of the land of Magog. Dr. C.I. Scofield, some of you have the Scofield Bible notes and the old Scofield Bibles. And that Bible was produced by him and printed in 1909. In his notes, he identifies the land of Magog as Russia. In that day, they laughed him to scorn. How could it be Russia? Just a couple of years earlier, 3 or 4 years earlier, they had been soundly defeated by a third-rate, maybe even a fourth-rate country by the name of Japan. How could Russia lead a coalition of nations against Israel that didn't exist at the time either? How could that happen? Well, today we know it can happen and is very likely to happen. Archaeologists and historians tell us that the name given to the land area of Russia at one time was Magog. As a matter of fact, I don't know if they still do it. I haven't looked at one in a long time. But the pencils that we used to have when I was a kid in school, the number 2 pencils, they had on the side written Magog. And that was to represent wood from that area of the earth. And it was the idea of Magog. It's the idea of Russia there. Meshach and Tobolsk mentioned that is modern day Moscow and Tobolsk, or maybe better known as Stalingrad. Then verse 5 takes us down into an interesting group of odd fellows in this coalition. The first name there is Persia. Persia was modern-day Iran and Iraq, and it was identified that way until about the 1930s.
I look for an event to happen that will eliminate that distinction. They very well could take on the name Persia once again. I don't know that they will, but that's quite possible. And I'll give you reasons for that in just a little bit. The next country is listed as Ethiopia. It's very interesting. In 1994, Ethiopia was 53% Christian. Now, we say 53% Christian. That would include Catholics. That would include Mormons. That would include Jehovah Witnesses. But all of that came under Christian. 53% Christian. Most of them we probably wouldn't say are saved. But nonetheless, they were 53% Christian. And at the time, they were also, I believe it was 24% Muslim. Today, they are 43.5% Christian, 33.9% Muslim. In other words, Christianity, in all of its forms, dropped 9.5%. Muslim increased almost a full 10% in that land. I believe the Muslim faith grows because they evangelize the masses, while Christianity seeks ease and pleasure. Their churches are for entertainment more than they are for the gospel and the true, plain teaching of the Word of God. It's who can rock the best today instead of who is preaching the Word of God as it is to men as they are. The Muslim faith also appeals to the fleshly lust of men. And when I say men, I'm particularly referring to the males. They tell men now that they can have 4 wives. You're in charge of your home. More than just the head of the home, it's more like master and slave. They have 4 wives, and then if one wife quits producing, they can get rid of her under their system and have another wife, so they'll have at least 4 producing wives at all times. They have 72 virgins when they die. Why you'd want 72 mother-in-laws, I have no idea. But that's what they tell us. In addition, Islam has standards. They don't want to put up with the crime like we do. And that's probably something better about Islam than things that go on in America that takes the side of the criminal over the victim. But nonetheless, they don't put up with it. They go through their neighborhoods, and at least the common crimes of gangs and so forth of that nature against their people, they put a good, strong stop to that.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.